This is a HeadGum Original.
In 1977, NASA sent two solid gold records into space so that aliens might find them and understand life on Earth.
I send greetings on behalf of the people of our planet
and friendly wishes to all who may encounter this Voyager.
Now, we're making new records with our friends.
Bonjour tout le monde.
Konnichiwa.
Hola y saludos a todos.
Assalamu alaikum.
We step out of our solar system into the universe seeking only peace and friendship. We know full well that our planet and all its inhabitants are but a small part of this immense universe that surrounds us.
Hello from the children of planet Earth.
Wow, here we are.
Here we are in two separate spaces.
We're in two separate spaces once again.
States. This is the first episode we've ever recorded in two separate states.
That is so true. Well, physical states. I mean, I think we've been in mentally different states for recordings.
Okay. When? Name a time.
I almost picked a guest to pick on and be like, I was really melancholy during that recording, but then I was like, I mean, what a rude and horrible thing to do. what an awful and uncalled for kind of thing.
I was in a pretty bad mood the whole time we talked to blank.
Well,
how's Chicago, the windy city?
Chicago is beautiful. I mean, the weather is Chicago weather, so of course it's cold.
Cloudy, bad.
You know, I'm having a lot of fun on this trip. I went to Kansas City briefly, saw some friends and family. I came to Chicago. I got to fly first class again because I'm working and they do that. And I got to tell you, I'm really starting to sympathize with the 1%. I've flown class like two times in my entire life, and I am starting.
What do you mean sympathize?
What's the
sympathy? It seems like more you're just understanding that they live a life of privilege more.
Yeah, well, I feel like they're being very persecuted. Like people are really coming for the rich, and I'm really starting to get on their team.
Okay, so should we introduce our guest?
I'm just saying, once you've flown first class two times for work and you can't afford it on your own, you really start. I'm like, you know, I'm really coming around.
Know what happened when my family went to Alaska.
Oh, I thought this was an international trip. It was only Alaska. You complain about this a lot for a domestic flight.
It's a really long flight. Do you know how far Alaska is?
But tell the story, please, really quick.
Now the listeners.
Okay, let's bring in our guests. Everybody, we are so excited. You know our guest today from Mrs. Fletcher on HBO. You know her from Fargo on FX. Please make a bunch of sound wherever you are for Katie Kershaw.
Katie, I'm going to tell the story, but I want you to know Alaska's a really far flight.
Katie was gagging for that.
I have a lot of sympathy for the 1% as someone who's also flown first class, and we can definitely dive into that.
Right.
But I need to know Alaska's got to be a far flight. I will say that. But
yeah, it's like a 10-hour flight.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. It's a 10-hour flight.
Okay.
So Caleb came for me, but it's pretty far.
Hey, you know what? I apologize. I was out of line.
Thank you. Made me look like a real idiot.
You know, my ex was on an Alaskan reality show, so I do remember his flights being very long, but please continue.
So, and my mom's going to listen to this. That's the worst part.
Right. And you don't ever complain about it. You bring it up sometimes as a joke, but I said you complain about
it all the
time.
I'm not actually upset. But we're all flying from different states, so we met at an airport. And I already have my ticket for my second flight, which is the flight to Alaska. And I'm in like seat like 37A or something. And we're all looking at our tickets to see who's sitting with who. And everyone's like, I'm 3B, I'm 2C, I'm 2A. And I said, is anyone in row 37? And they were like, no, these are my siblings. And my mom and dad told me, and they're divorced. We're traveling with my divorced parents. It's already a weird trip. And they told me they got everyone first class seats except for me because they didn't think I'd want it.
No, that's a lie.
That's That's what they said. And I said,
that's a lie.
What do you mean? And they were like, I don't know. You don't like, we didn't think you would want it. And I said, well, let me clear that up. I will always want to sit in first class. If I'm not paying, I will always want to sit in first class.
First class is the most luxurious thing that's ever happened to me.
Don't get us started. Don't get us
Without
started.
Without a doubt, I was so nervous the first time I flew first class that I kept my hands to myself. And I didn't know where the tray was, so I just kind of like looked around
yeah,
and waited
it's
for...
It's on the side.
Yeah, it's secret. Like, only the wealthy know where it is.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like sitting there and waiting for the person next to me to get his tray out. And he did, and he was flying Chicago to LA, obviously, as well. And he then, like, I guess could tell that I was very poor and nervous. And gets his drink, and he has his food, and I'm, like, still trying to figure out how everything works, trying not to bother anybody. And he looks at me and goes, cheers.
Oh,
and
no.
It was so... so uncomfortable. Cheers.
I was, like, the whole trip... kind of like doing weird walks up to first class. I travel alone constantly. It's the only time I really fly anymore is by myself. But I'm like walking up to just like ask my family questions. I'm like, how is everything? Are you guys having a good flight?
There was no room in first class to bump you up after you complained.
And I didn't complain. To be clear, I just was like, oh, okay.
I would have fully complained in the most like passive way of like, yeah, you're right. I guess I should just want more for myself.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm glad that I give off that vibe that I wouldn't want that.
I think I know what I deserve and I should be asking for more. You're right.
Yeah.
I start crying.
Yeah, absolutely.
My first ever first class flight was a 12 or 13 hour flight from LA to London. And listen, the times I've flown international in the past, they've never been that long, and I've always flown like the cheapest imaginable flight because it's already expensive. Flying first class on an international flight is something that... It was for work. Look, I can't afford this. I'm not rich. I'm kidding about being a pro-rich pod, but it is something you can't even like...
Thank you.
Katie, you and I actually talked about this at the time.
Yes.
I was like texting you in disbelief because you and I are both from very humble beginnings. And I was like, Katie, they are tucking adults into bed. they pull out a bed for these grown men. They give them pajamas and then they tuck them in like children. It's insane.
The pajama aspect of it all is so fucked up.
Yeah, they come around. The flight attendant comes around and goes, and they call you sir. They call you Mr. Heron, whatever. Not just me. They call everyone Mr. Heron. And they go.
Mr. Heron.
Right. Every single person. They go, would you like PJs before your sleep? And I'm like, I am a grown up. I planned on wearing these clothes the entire flight, actually. I planned accordingly.
I wore sweatpants for that.
I wore sweats, babe.
The way I look on a flight, like pants full of holes, a backpack.
It's like the idea of moving into pajamas after what I wear on a flight. It's like I'm in the most pajamas I've ever been in.
Yeah, it would be a step down.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Liz Claiborne for the weekends sweatpants that I got at a thrift store. And I look good.
And I'm killing it.
It's so funny to me that people used to like really dress up for flights. I mean, like,
oh, the nines.
Like in the beginning of planes. They would be like, this is an event. The plane is the event. And they would wear gowns and suits. I mean, my dad still wears suits on the plane, but that's because...
That's wild.
I want to start. Weird man. I want to start, and maybe you guys will be interested in investing. I want to start a let me pitch. hear my pitch, girl. I want to start a subscription-based airline.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me out. Now, this is an airline wherein the subscription is a little high. It's maybe like $150 a month, okay? Or $100 a month. Okay, but what happens basically is... Not a good flight, by the way. What happens basically is... You can get like a $112 economy ticket, but I don't know. Okay, so... It's a subscription-based airline.
I'm flying economy every time I fly. I want to be clear.
Oh, see, I don't even relate to that. Now that I've flown first class two times in my entire life, I feel... I'm Bill Gates, practically.
Oh, so, I could discuss the small changes I've made after I've really tasted the top.
Oh, the way you sit up in your seat to watch other people walk by you. You're like, I wonder if they're wondering who I am. It's like, no, no one cares.
The first time I remember sitting down in first class went, oh yeah, I'm always going to pay for A group on Southwest now.
Yeah, literally that. I flew.
That I do that now. Okay, your pitch. I'm in. I'm paying $150 a month. What does that do for me?
What it does for you is your tickets are... So if it's like a not full flight, your tickets are free or cheap. And then if it's like a more like popular flight, like a holiday weekend or something, you might have to pay a little bit extra. But what it is we're going to set it up like a middle class plane. There are no middle class commercial planes. It's all like you have to pay like $800 or $900 for first or business. And then there's like the cheap economy that sucks. You're squeezed in with people. We're going to set it up like a private plane. Couches, chairs. We're going to make it comfy. You choose who you sit with vibes. It's going to be like it used to be flying. Like people are going to want to dress up because it's going to be like a cocktail hour. We're going to have live music.
No.
Shelby is like truly staring me down to death right now. Mad at my fun idea.
The live music really got me to buy in.
If I give you guys free memberships to join, will you join?
If it's absolutely free, yeah, I'll join anything for free.
So you like it. So
I'll
you
join
like,
a cult for you free.
You would join anything for free? You would be associated with any group for free?
I just said I would join a cult for free. Which one are you talking about?
Nexium?
Sure.
They were weird, right? Actually, I shouldn't reference that because I have no idea what they were about. So that's actually not true.
Didn't they just like have sex? I'm in.
Keep Raniere, cool. Shelby, it's so much more complicated than that. And I've seen two docuseries on it.
Katie's pissed.
So I'm saying right now, if I'm joining a cult,
it's Nexium.
This is tough. It's not Nexium. It's Heaven's Gate. There's still two members alive. I think I'm going there.
Didn't people survive Jonestown? Is that the same thing?
Like two people hid under beds, very tragically.
Jonestown would have been wild.
I love cults. I love documentaries. And baby, they go together so well.
Didn't Jim Jones' son survive by just like running into the woods?
They did not run into the woods. They were playing basketball in another town.
Okay, iconic.
They had an outpost.
Ball is life.
Like, in, like,
ball is life. Literally life.
Ball is literally
ball
life.
Is life.
Ball is so life. They ball had, like, saves this, lives. Like,
outpost at this in this other like bigger town, and that's where some people lived. And his sons were out playing basketball, and those people, I think they all killed each other in a much more dramatic fashion than the Kool-Aid. But they were just like playing ball, and then you know
that the beginning of Jonestown was fucking it, dude. You know, yeah. It was a party,
progressive, cool, fun.
Before shit got weird, it was just like it was like literally what I want to do with my friends, right? It was like, hey, we should get a bunch of cool people together and go fuck in the woods. It was hot. But then, you know, it got a politician came to visit and they shot them or something, and then everyone was like, we can't leave.
Yeah, politician fully died.
Not partially. This is a full death we're referencing here.
We are discussing full.
I'm saying this without ever really knowing what he looks like. I'm going to Google right now. But is Jim Jones hot?
No.
I would say he probably, I'm going to have to assume, had a vibe, because I think all cult leaders do.
Imagine if he didn't. Imagine if he was ugly and boring and he just somehow pulled this like miracle off.
That's kind of the Heaven's Gate like leader. I feel like there was no vibe there. There was nothing, but people were like, yeah, okay.
Sure.
Sure.
Honestly, there are celebrities like that currently. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Michael Cera.
Oh, no. He has a thing.
I think I saw him in a Broadway play, and the vibe was right.
The vibe was correct.
Oh, my God. You're into Michael Cera.
I'm not into Michael Cera. I'm into live theater, I guess.
I do wonder if that's the first time that specific sentence has ever been said. I'm not into Michael Cera. I'm into how often has that been confused for that?
Are you into Michael? I understand you're like, oh, she's into Michael Cera. No, I'm into live theater.
I'm into live theater. Wait. Oh my God, I almost forgot. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to ask you something. If we were sending new records into space.
Okay.
What would you put on them?
Fuck, I wish I had known that you were going to ask me this.
Oh, yeah, that's the premise of the pod, baby girl. I'm sorry. Did we, huh? Did we not tell you that?
We don't just shoot the shit about Jim Jones, babe. We got to talk about the records.
Well, guess what? My entire list, cult leaders and Broadway hits.
It's Michael Cera's three best films.
The number one thing I would put in on these records, it came to me right away. I wrote it right away, is the song and music video for Independence Day by Martina McBride.
This goes so hard.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend.
Do you remember Martina's hair in this?
Yes.
Like revolutionary short hair. Had so much body and volume.
Not child version, though. She had flat hair, really flat hair.
The child did have very flat hair.
Very flat hair. Flattest I've ever
seen. The abused mother also had pretty flat hair.
Yeah.
A lot of these country songs by women at this time were like, they were saying some shit.
Brutal. But also, my sister texted me this fun fact out of the blue yesterday.
Yeah.
The only country artist at Lilith Fair 99.
Yeah.
And I was like, the Chicks, maybe? And she was like, Independence Day, Martina.
They looked the other way, didn't they?
When time ran out, there was no one back.
Here we go. Here it comes.
On Independence Day.
Let's fucking lose it.
Let freedom ring.
Hey! Right. Come on. If anybody in here doesn't know Jesus tonight.
Now's a good time to introduce yourself.
Peace, John.
That
Here's
song.
The thing about Ooh. That song. I'd never seen the music video until yesterday when you sent
what?
This perfect list.
Wow.
Heard the song so many times. Caleb plays it in the house. But I've never music video. And I watched it yesterday and didn't, I guess in all of the listens I've ever had, I never realized it was a story of abuse. I thought it was just an anthem for America.
Well, it is
an
anthem.
It is. Strongly a story of a woman who has been battered, burning down her home with herself and her husband in it.
Yeah.
And her daughter
just being at a parade.
And being triggered. Like, talk about, like, understanding what being triggered is when she sees two clowns fake fighting in the middle of the parade. That's the first
home.
Time. I would say Martina McBride invented the new term triggering.
But I will say, in domestic mm-hmm. abuse, there's only one clown, and that's the abuser.
And the angel.
Katie, I want the listeners to know Katie is muffling her laughter so that I look like I'm alone. After Katie is laughing so hard, but not allowing you, the listeners, to know it. So I look like I am alone on an island.
I mean, that just sounds so much like.
Oh my god.
There's only one clown.
In domestic abuse, there's only one clown in the equation. And that's the abuser.
I mean, it's just so much like high schoolers coming to the middle school to be like, so pretty soon you're gonna start feeling some things. You're gonna wanna be in a relationship.
But and we only believe in one thing, and that sex is for the married.
The married.
We had PSI in my school, postponing sexual involvement, where high
True
schoolers came down that were clearly all fucking each other, and they would be like, you need to save yourself for,
phoning
for love.
It in.
You need to save yourself
marriage.
For another member of this org.
100%.
Truly.
100%.
Did either of you guys have at your schools a culture around purity rings?
No, but thank you.
Thank you.
I think
you're
it
welcome.
Existed, and I just wasn't involved in the. I was not invited to that table, but I do believe that that conversation was being had.
We took a sharp turn right into those like bracelets that meant what you'd done. Do you know what I'm talking about? There's like different colored rubber bracelets.
You are much younger than me.
And they meant what you were what you had done.
Oh,
I never wore any of them, but that was the culture more so than it was purity rings.
I was convinced that culture was fake because I remember like my mom being like, I saw the kids are wearing these bracelets. So I was like, absolutely never.
Right.
No one would ever do that because I was famously a virgin for so long.
Oh, tell us right now on the pod, when did you lose your virginity?
That is famous about you. People are always talking about that.
Oh my gosh, in college, and that's all we need to know.
Was it okay?
That's all we need to know.
Was it okay?
Huh?
Was it okay?
Everything about that situation was fine.
just permissible. Passing
everything,
the best.
Everything that happened in that
everything day. That happened that day, that night, the next day, fine.
Fine.
Absolutely
hey,
fine.
I love Martina McBride. I love Independence Day. I want to tell you, Shelby and I do have a personal experience with this song that I wish you were a part of, which is that we went for the week of the election this past year, the presidential. We went to...
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Didn't know.
You never know.
Student council.
We went to Big Bear and stayed in a cabin for the whole week. And then we happened to be coming back on Saturday, which happens to be when the election results really like shored up and everybody was like, it's going to be Biden. But more importantly, it's not going to be Trump. And driving down the mountain to come back to LA, we were just playing like the most like patriotic songs you could think of being like obnoxious. But when Independence Day came on, we were really like windows down, like jamming.
We're and then after that, All I Do Is Win by DJ Khaled.
Like five times in a row. It was like a neoliberal like wet dream in that car. We were really like just letting ourselves be taken away.
Oh,
it was hot.
Independence Day means so much to me because 90s country was kind of all I had because our TV provider in my hometown, I did not have VH1, I did not have MTV, but I did have CMT.
Exactly, you did. Thank you for saying
it. And I loved the art of music videos then and now. So I would just sit, unless it was Sunday, my great granny had VH1, I'd watch it after church. But most of the time, truly every day I would check in with CMT and watch the videos and Independence Day every day.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. And then 15 videos by Garth Brooks.
Did you, at that age, out of curiosity, have a really big crush on the hot cop that the girl runs to when the house is on fire? Because immediately I said, whoa, hot cop. What's up with
that
hot cop?
That was a hot cop, but I feel like my crushes lied elsewhere. But
oh,
that
ACAB.
Was...
Got it.
Yeah. So like I had a really hard time. Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that
cop because I watched it. I was like, cop, where were you before this moment?
Yeah. And that,
right.
See, that's a really, really, really good point.
Yeah.
But he really did stop her and then like held her. And I was like, wait, hot cop. He should adopt
a hot cop.
We might be the only pro wealthy but anti police podcast. It's a really niche place that we're carving it out.
Now, Garth Brooks, Caleb is going to go in on this, and Caleb's a real Garth head.
I'm a big Garth head.
Same. And Garth is on my list. I think Standing Outside the Fire, the song, and Vid are on my list.
We call them cool.
They call them fools.
The ones that never do.
He's such a theatrical person.
He puts on a fucking show. There's going to be new music from Chris Gaines. I think I sent that to you already, Caleb.
Oh, yeah, babe.
They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire.
All right, we're about to get some chorus action here.
Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire.
Life is not what?
Life is not tried, it's merely survived if you're standing outside the fire.
Right.
Yeah.
Katie, this is an incredible addition, I feel.
Thank you.
We just bought a fire pit, so we're feeling even more.
We're always outside the fire now. Well, I'm away, but Shelby's outside the fire constantly.
I feel like if you didn't know anything about us as a people, as a civilization, and you heard Standing Outside the Fire, you would say, these people persevere. These people love.
Mm-hmm.
These people keep going.
And these people can write a song.
And these people,
thank you,
can be hurt by fire. I think that would be a little bit of a takeaway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They will kind of test that limit as many times as they possibly can.
Well, right, and if you bookend it with Independence Day, sort of a big fire presence towards the end of that song, mm-hmm. a story about how people can be hurt by fire.
I was legitimately into fire as a child.
I was about to ask.
And I'm kind of seeing some themes here.
You know, there are a few things that if kids do them, you're supposed to be worried about them becoming serial killers. Being into fire is one, isn't it? Pyromania is one?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it?
Okay.
I love fire.
I do too. And Katie, you're not a serial killer, are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, God.
Hesitation? Hate to hear hesitation.
No, this episode will go down as the time we interviewed a serial killer.
Katie, do you think you could get away with murder? Honestly?
100% no. There is absolutely no way.
You don't think you have the knowledge, or you don't think you could keep it to yourself? What's the deal here?
I think it would kind of just eat away at me. I think I could probably clean it up well, yeah, because I love cleaning, but I don't think
a housewife being like, no, I could clean it up, I could clean any mess.
The fact that I'm not a housewife is so fucked up, because I'd be so good at it and I truly would love it. I would love to be a housewife, not on the real Housewives franchise. Love watching them, don't want to be one of them. I sort of want to be in Indiana,
Bloomington. Oh my god, I literally in my mind was Bloomington, Indiana. That yes, was what yes. I immediately I went college, to college,
because it's liberal.
Yes,
it's kind of got a hub, but we're kind of still in a state that everyone hates, which is kind of my MO as a Kentuckian, kind of being I will prove you wrong. In Indiana, I want 3 to 5 children.
Okay.
I'm driving them to school.
Okay.
This is kind of my vibe, too.
I'm coaching sports. I don't know the rules.
Oh, I know the rules.
Yeah.
Oh, I know the rules.
But to kill someone, I don't think I could actually kill someone. I could clean it up. I think I could probably get away with it. It's just the guilt would suck, and the act of killing someone I just don't think is for me.
You hit someone with your car, you have kids, so you have a family, okay?
Uh-huh.
You hit someone with your car, they die. They're dead on impact. You know there's no chance of saving them. You're checking the pulse and you're even if I called an ambulance, nothing.
You had been texting right before, and you know that they'll find the records of that when you go to court.
Yeah.
Are you cleaning it up and burying that?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you calling the police on yourself and sort of turning yourself in and letting your kids grow up without a mother?
I'm going to call the police, because I think at the end of the day, unfortunately, I probably would get away with that one. I really do. I feel they would kind of just feel really bad for me, because I did hit a kid when I was in high school.
Oh, now that's interesting. and that gave you a rush, and you've been doing it ever since, or what's the...
I did hit a kid, and I know for a fact I can get away with it.
This is why I think they would just be just ma'am, go. So when I was in high school, I was dying to drive. And as soon as I got my license, I wanted to drive. And my dad was like, you can go to Dairy Queen and get everyone a Blizzard. Take your stepbrother's car. So I take his Altima that had truly blacked out windows, go get Blizzards. And on my way home, I'm like, I should drive past my crush's house. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to slowly drive past.
Driver's license, the song. Mm-hmm. This is Driver's License, the song.
Oh, yes. I just heard about the song this morning. Anyway, so I drive past my crush's house. He lived in the subdivision over. And so I should not have been going this way, but I was I can do it. I drive past. I'm going so slow. I still drive famously very slowly. Drive past. And this kid, they were angled driveways. This kid's on a scooter he wasn't supposed to be in. And he crashes into my car. And I'm going, and he
He hit you.
He pretty much did. But
he hit a woman.
I had. Thank you.
And that makes him the clown.
Fuck.
There's only one clown in this situation.
And it's the one
who hit a woman.
That child on a scooter. But everyone's freaking out, and my Blizzards are melting. I don't even know if I had a cell phone. I don't know how my dad even came to the scene. But I was freaking out so much that people stopped paying attention to the boy on the ground. He was fully alone to a point. And his parents came up, and they were like, "Hun, it's fine.
We hit him all the time."
Truly, truly.
I was... hit by a car while I was on foot freshman year of high school. And
I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
That can be powerful, though. That can be powerful.
It certainly can be. It wasn't, but it could have been. But it was hit by a car with two friends. And we were just leaving. And this is just like my stupid brain. We were just leaving lunch with like other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I got so worried that they wouldn't know what happened. So and mind you, after I went to the hospital, I wasn't allowed to walk for like a month.
What?
But I walked back to the lunch place, kind of covered in blood, not really all my own. And I'm like, what? Guys, there was an accident. And then I left because the ambulance was coming. And I didn't give enough detail, but I gave enough where they knew something bad had happened, but not enough where they were like, everything's okay. And it spurned these insane rumors that I had to like clear up, but it was such a weird feeling because I was clearing up these rumors that like, they were like, she flew through three windshields. And I was like, well, that's not true. That being said, like, you should still feel bad for me. Something bad did happen.
Wow.
I have met a lot of people in my extremely short life.
Right, you're young. We got mm-hmm. it.
I don't think I've ever met someone who, as much as Shelby James Wolstein, will out of nowhere, you'll know her for years, and out of nowhere she'll be like, well, of course you guys all remember the time that someone strapped a bomb to my chest and made me rob a bank. And everyone in the room will have known her for years and be like, I'm sorry, bitch. And she'll be like, oh yeah, I was in Mozambique and I got captured by a gang of men. And then she just goes on and tells this story and then she'll be like, yeah, so anyway, I walked home. It's like the most, like, I don't know anyone who has more stories like this.
You know this story though. I've told you this.
I know. I'm just saying it's like there's always a new one. And by the way, I didn't remember this.
Oh.
And one time I drove with expired tags for like 2 months. That's kind of my equivalent.
Katie.
Wait, do you want to know the funniest part about that accident?
Yes.
So I wasn't walking. So I was kind of just like in bed and it was AIM culture.
The dream, by the
so
way.
I'm AIMing. Yeah, big time. So I'm on AIM and people kept asking what was going on. So I had like sort of a script, like I would just copy and paste what I had already said so that I didn't have to keep typing it. I was like, yeah, this is the deal, whatever. And this girl that I didn't know that well from a different school that like I'd met out before, like at a party, but I didn't really know her, was like, why are you home? Like, I'm homesick. And I was like, yeah, like copy and paste and send it over. And she was like, what intersection? And I was like,
no.
Fairmount Circle, like Fairmount and the circle. And she was like, no way. Was this like, and she names a day. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, my dad needs to call you. And
no.
Her dad was the guy who hit me.
No.
And he called me to make sure I wouldn't sue.
And did you get money from him?
No, I didn't sue.
You should have just been like, I won't sue, but can I have like,
I won't sue. This won't be on the record, but.
What did you say, Katie? What did you tell her to ask for, Katie? You say grand am?
Yeah. Yeah,
honey,
a car.
I'm not gonna see, but can I grab a Pontiac? I mean, remember, I'm so poor and nervous that I didn't know how to act in first class. Yeah, I'm the furthest I'm gonna dream is a Pontiac Grand Am.
Oh, I'm not gonna sue you.
Why wouldn't I just ask for that in cash?
I'm not gonna sue you, Mister. But you will be buying me a 1997 Dodge Neon. And I don't want to hear another word about it.
Do you remember the Saturn? Yeah, I think I'm going to want a Saturn.
What's the cheapest car on the lot? I'm going to be whipping that around. I'm not even old enough to drive.
100%.
I was like 13, 14.
Katie, I wanted to ask you, what is the next thing you would put on your record?
Okay, I'm going to go straight to Kelly Ripa's Harper's Bazaar video.
Thank you.
I'm Kelly Ripa, and this is everything I eat in a day. Okay, here I go. I wake up in the morning.
Okay, just so you know, she has zero chewable food before she's on air.
Not before I talk on the air. So I don't have any sort of chewing food before I talk on the air.
That's crazy because I'm eating a taco as we record right now.
She lacks any of awareness of like how absolutely inhuman this diet is. She's sort of pitching it like we should all be eating this way, and it makes no fucking sense.
She has her get off your ass at Daily Greens. She has coffee with ghee, and that's kind of it. And then she's on air, and after that she makes a porridge, which is just kind of like, I can't even remember what it's like, almond butter and apples, and she like drinks that.
Yeah.
And that is my first chewable food of the day. I work out.
She has two chewable meals a day, and those are salads. She goes through like every 2 years, her diet doesn't change. She's like, for a while, she was really into avocado toast, and she kind of, you can tell she misses that when she talks about it at the end.
And she pitches, we all get avocado toast from the same avocado toast restaurant in Manhattan.
And they have one at Cafe Gitan downtown. It's delicious. If you have the opportunity to have their avocado toast, I would take that opportunity.
Yeah. She's like, that's kind of the only place you can go. But she's like, I'm not a monster. If it's Christmas, I will have a cookie.
If it's my birthday, also, I'll have cake.
And throughout the day, I will have handfuls of nuts, of almonds, of cashews.
I never eat more than a handful, but I have several handfuls a day.
But I'll never have more than a handful. I'll have never multiple more, handfuls never throughout more. The door, but never more than a handful.
I think if an alien life form were to see this video, they would go, we're not fucking with that planet.
Yeah, that planet's fucked up and crazy.
So fucking scary in it, and I can watch it and listen to it like it's my favorite song because she's so utterly unhinged in it. I have a passion for it.
I can't stand hearing somebody who tells us about like their budgeting of cookies and things. Like when someone's like, oh, of course I budget like a Thanksgiving extra piece of turkey. I'm like, do you know how small of a deal it is for me to have a cookie? I don't even register it. Sometimes I'm having a cookie and I don't even know how I got it. I don't even like, I just like, I blacked out and I'm eating a cookie. I come to with a cookie fully in my mouth.
The difference between you and Kelly Ripa is that she only eats the same thing every day for 2 years and she doesn't believe in cheats, doesn't believe in them.
I try not to have that many cheat meals because cheat meals leads to sort of like a cheat lifestyle.
She doesn't believe in cheats.
I really thought you were gonna go so hard on me and be like, yeah, the difference between you and Kelly Ripa, and then say something to me like, she's thin.
Oh, I'd be like, my
God. The difference between dedication.
The difference is she has willpower and she looks amazing.
The difference? Kelly Ripa has a long-lasting TV career.
The difference is that she works in TV and she looks it. Guys, I'm going to get off here. This is me doing Shelby. I'm going to get off here because now I'm pissed off. She's like really upset that I criticized the diet. She loves the diet.
Oh, I don't know. I would just call that really great discipline. I would call that probably a doctor. Probably a doctor talked to her about it before she did it.
That is so funny.
She's like, and all of you eat what you can now because I can't. I'm too old. I can't eat those things that I like or want.
You know, if you're younger, enjoy that aspect of your life. But at my age now, I find that it takes too much effort to get ready. So I just stay ready, if that makes any sense.
How old is she? 45?
Wouldn't it be crazy if we found out she was 80? And we would be like, the diet works.
I'm switching.
Dude, she's 85. She's 85. I feel like she's the kind of like thin person that like honest to God cannot see me. Like I do not register as like a person. She's like, what are those shapes moving? Like she thinks my body is a bouncy house you hire for children.
She sees a fat person and her body just goes like cold. She can't like register even the heat of your presence. It's like when in Predator, when they cover themselves in mud, like she can't register a body covered in cellulite.
She's exactly 50.
Wow, she's 50. That's crazy, Shelby.
You know who looks better? J-Lo, also 50. So I'm just trying to put women down. I just want to put women down.
You're pitting women against each other.
I can call. J-Lo do wins. You guys want me to call J-Lo? I can call J-Lo and ask her about her diet.
J-Lo's on the records already.
No worries. One second here.
We're sorry. The number you have reached.
She can't talk right now. She's busy. But I do know for a fact she eats really, really fun. She eats really fun stuff. She eats like Subway sandwiches, KFC. She loves buffalo wings.
That's fine.
Yeah. She loves berry chantilly cake from Whole Foods.
Caleb's naming his own diet. Caleb thinks he's J-Lo.
Okay. Have you ever seen us in the same room?
No, but that doesn't mean anything.
Dude.
Katie, also, I love the kind of energy of all of our spaces. Actually, Shelby's being very professional. Katie's like playing with her dog, playing with her necklace. I'm eating fully a taco.
My necklace fell apart, and I'm such a professional. I did not say anything about it. I fixed it with my teeth, put it back on, and kept going.
Did you hear that, Hollywood? Book her.
Now that Katie and I are in a huge fight, I think we should probably throw to a break really quick. Hey, you guys, we are so excited about Comedy Week on Stitcher, okay? They're celebrating our show plus other hilarious podcasts for April Fools. No tricks, though. Just the treat of listening to Keeping Records and many more, all for free on Stitcher. Also, check out their curated homepage. You can find your next Comedy Pod obsession. And if you're on your phone, you can download Stitcher in your app store or go to stitcher.com/comedy to learn more. You can check out our show and many other hilarious pods, just like I said, on Stitcher's first ever Comedy Week in the app or at stitcherapp.com/comedy. Keeping Records is so excited to be a part of this. Caleb and Shelby are so gay and so, well, Caleb's really gay. Shelby, you know, it's a journey for everybody. You guys, check out Comedy Week on Stitcher. Again, they're celebrating our show plus some other hilarious podcasts for April Fools. No tricks, just the treat of listening to Keeping Records and many more, all for free on Stitcher. Also, check out their curated homepage to find your next Comedy Pod obsession. If you're on your phone, you can download Stitcher, which you should do, by the way. That would be hot. That would be cute. That would be queer. It's queer to download apps in your app store, or you can go to stitcherapp.com/comedy to learn more about Comedy Week on Stitcher.
Welcome, Bark. Yikes.
We need to get a sound for that. Welcome, Bark.
See, I was sort of hoping that by saying it with you this time, that would spell its end.
Oh. Well, Shelby, do you want to introduce the next segment?
We're going to play this or that.
Whoa.
This
or that. It's been so long since we've played this or that.
They're kind of stressful to write them, so that's why we haven't done it as much, just so the listeners know.
Yeah, we tried to ask people for them, but we didn't get much in return.
I will say, if any of the listeners are people who responded, we put out an Instagram story asking for them. You guys did give some really lame ones. Like, someone submitted sleeping or being awake. It's like, guys, we got to have a little bit of an edge here.
So, Katie, the way this is going to work is it's rapid fire. Speed round. Mm-hmm. We're going to go back and forth reading two things. You got to choose between them really quick. And then there really is no way to win or lose, but just do a good job if you can.
Okay, I'll try. I'm going to.
Speed is the name of the game and the clock starts now. Your first question is driving really fast or walking really slow?
Walking really slow.
Two big shoes or two small shoes?
Too big.
Shania Twain or Faith Hill?
Shania.
M&M's or M&M?
Plain M&M's?
M&M's?
If it's plain M&M's, I'm going with M&M. If it's peanut, it's another story, but I guess I'm going M&M.
Hypersensitive taste or hypersensitive hearing?
Taste.
Thelma or Louise?
Fuck. Thelma.
Cheat and be caught or be cheated on and never be told?
What?
Go!
Cheat! I'm gonna cheat! Because the truth will always come out! It will eat me alive!
Mountain Dew or Morning Dew?
Mountain Dew!
Ghost in the closet? Ghost in your closet or monster under your bed?
Closet.
Constantly itchy or constantly sticky?
Sticky.
Last one. New Year's or Halloween?
Oh, New Year's. Halloween sucks.
And that's it. I can't wait to isolate the audio of Katie yelling, I'm gonna cheat! I want that as a clip.
Oh man.
That one really like, it threw, oh, wow.
I've never actually had such a negative response. We've done some stupid ones, but Katie truly said, "What is wrong with you guys?" Got so mad.
Cheat on, I mean, or be cheated on?
I just started sweating in a way, which means I have so many relationship issues to work through. It's disgusting. And
not me. I'm perfectly healthy.
When we were on the break, we asked Katie what she would want to do. We said, "Do you want to be high stress or do you not want to be high stress?" And she said, "Whatever you want." And it really took a turn when we picked stressful.
I mean, it's just, it's who I am. It's just how it goes.
It's how it goes.
I'm a sticky person that cheats. That's what we found out.
That's just the way it is.
Well, you should want to be sticky more than itchy. Itchy is so much worse than sticky.
Katie.
Something will never be the same.
What else would you put on your records?
What else would I put on my records?
Yeah, be honest.
This is a big one for me, and I think probably maybe only me. I would put a cup of coffee that's held by a keynote speaker at a hotel conference.
So the paper cup.
Yes, because, okay, here's the thing. I love when you see a keynote speaker walk in. Somehow they always look like they've been rushed to get to that moment.
So the whole reason they're in town.
Yes, the whole reason they're here, they've been rushed to get here, and they haven't had the time to drink that coffee. They've never had time to drink the coffee. They always bring it on stage with them, and they come on, and they're holding it, and there's always like that moment of just like, so if we're looking at our projections for...
I was going to say, they always take that first sip, like mid-word.
Yes,
word.
Yes,
they do a little dance.
And they have to do the dance of like, hold on. I'm obsessed with it. And it becomes another part where they're like, so if we're going to sit back, actually, I have one more point. Like, they're like, I care about this conference so much, I'm not going to take a drink. Like, there's so much you can communicate
right
with that cup of coffee. We can blow on it. It can warm us. Like, everything about that cup of coffee is a full-ass personality. If we're getting, like, for real, I think it's a way a keynote speaker is not alone on stage.
Yes.
Well, and they love to do, like, all I have is a bottle of water, for example, and I guess maybe we just have to release this clip of video because it's going to be... But they love to be like, now, what does anyone make of that? And then take a drink and, like, point at who they're going to talk.
Part of that is, like, then they, like, have a reason to be silent for a minute, I feel like.
Right. It's such
a tool. There's also always, we all have our little cups. There's also always the, like, they are having trouble getting their mouth off of it. Like,
they'll be like they have to, like, pry themselves off of it.
Oh. It's like the.
Yeah, there's a.
And if we're going forward,
the audio of this right now is so useless, by the way. All the listeners listening to this are just going to be like, what? I mean, have fun imagining it, I guess, guys. I don't know.
Because all I'm doing is going,
there's always, it's like that, like, like a scene. It's like a love scene in a movie where they, like, are leaving the, they're in a physical space together. One of them's leaving and they, like, are trying to get the last kiss in and they're, like, pulling apart. Yeah. That's a keynote speaker in their coffee.
I mean, I did write a full ass poem once when I was a little bit high to that cup of coffee. That's a real thing I have. I there's just so much personality.
Do you have it
to it.
Physically
I love,
with you?
It's on Twitter. there's something. So another thing, can I say another thing on my list? No, I'm supposed to be wait to be prompted.
Of course, you can do whatever
you want.
This is your
dude.
Record.
We're listening.
So fucking thank you for finally saying it. so just like the coffee cup, the moment when you don't know if you should shake hands or hug, like that is the same tension to me. And that's what I love. You will, the most confident people in the world, if you want to break them down, go for a hug when they're trying to go for a handshake.
Oh, yeah.
Their body, their physical response gives me everything. Gets me off. I love it. I'm obsessed with those uncomfortable moments.
She comes to that.
So COVID's been hard for you because
COVID's
been
really
so few
hard. I drove across the country, as the both of you knew.
Brag, big brag.
And still continue to know I did drive. but being able
no
to
people.
Stay... Being able to stay in hotels and have horrible interactions with people was like getting high. Like, I stayed at a hotel in Kansas City, which I love.
Which part? What hotel?
21C.
I love. The reason I ask is because I was just in a hotel in Kansas City, and wouldn't it be crazy if we were in the same hotel? Anyway, go on. You were at a hotel in Kansas City.
Yes, at a 21C, Kentucky kind of hotel chain. So I kind of have to give it up for 21C. Highly recommend them. But the
21C.
The front desk employees were phenomenal, and they loved to fucking chat.
Oh, sure.
And it was painfully uncomfortable, and I could have stayed there for weeks just having chit-chat about a dog that's being fostered. Tell me more.
Tell me more now. I love that. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that... You know what really pisses me off in the same regard to this is I always am so intentional. I learned this from my mom. Like, I just watched her do this with people. My mom has never ever gotten immediately to business with somebody. If we are at a cash register, if she's on the phone with somebody, she always is like, they'll be like, hi, my name's Gina. How can I help you? And she'll be like, hey, Gina, how's your day going? And I always do that. I always try to like have a moment of human interaction before we get down to like what I need from you. But I know that people have call times and they have to like be quick about their shit, but some people are so rude to you. They'll be like, I had someone straight up ignore me the other day. I was like, hey Gina, how's it going? And they're like, hi, my name is Gina, how can I help you? They just repeated their line, and I was like, oh, did you hear me? And she said, yeah, how can I help you? And I said, I don't know if you can.
Meanwhile, when Caleb and I drive through Starbucks, anytime we ask them how they are, they're always like, oh, good.
Yeah, that's like,
oh, it's such a beautiful moment. My mom is the exact same way. When I was in college, I like hated FAFSA anything and like the bursar office. Like, what is that? What is that word? Why do I still know it?
Right.
And my mom would do a lot of that stuff for me at that time. And she would call me and she's like, you're going to talk to Janet. Her daughter's actually majoring in theater at Western. So you should talk to her.
She's a heel topper. She's a heel topper. So bring that up to her.
I told her that you used to do speech team there. And I told her about that time that you got hit in the head with an umbrella and had a mild concussion. So she's ready to talk to you. And I'm like,
thank God she knows about that.
Thank God. That'll help with the process, I'm sure. I might get a scholarship from that.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, I was raised with that energy. Every trip to the store with any member of my family always took 45 minutes minimum, no matter what it was. Because my mom would just, like, hear somebody being like, I don't know which can of beans to get. And she'd be like, I'll tell you right now, you're going to want to get the kidney. Like, no matter what it is.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this. And Shelby, I might have told you this. But when I go to the store with my grandma for the holidays, it's nuts to go in Hy-Vee with this bitch. Because she will literally be like, she'll be like, hey, David, are you getting pie crust for Shelly? Okay, well, you know she's not going to want that kind. Come here. Come on, honey. Come on. I'll show you. And she's like, walking David around the store now. By the way, he's 57. Like, this isn't like a young man. Like, it's like holding court. It's like such a funny, it's so funny.
My mom, on the other hand, will run into someone that I've met once in my life and call me and be like, you won't guess who I'm with. And she's like, do you remember being pulled over sophomore year of high school? And I'm like, sure. She's like, the police officer, I'm with him. He let you go. And I'm like, yeah, no, thank him again for that. That was really awesome. Did you need something? And then she'll put them on the phone. And then I'm always like, hey. So if you want to give the phone back to my mom.
Okay, this can be over.
Hey, good to hear.
Yeah, what's your general age and view on the world?
Hey, what was your name, officer? Officer, so if you could go ahead and give the phone back to my mom, I don't have much to say to you.
Oh, God, that's hell and beautiful.
I never was like arrested for anything, but I would be caught for like being out past curfew or like some bullshit of Cleveland. And I
bullshit of Cleveland,
bullshit of Cleveland, put it on a t-shirt.
We all know it.
Drew,
but if my parents got called by the police, they would never come pick me up. Like, their whole thing was let her sleep in the station. And they were always like, well, no, she certainly has to go home. And I got caught, like, we got caught having a party at my friend's house while her parents were out of town. And so we all had to, like, not sleep there anymore. And my parents were like, well, we're not coming to get her. So, and my friend's dad had to pick me up and drive me home. Him and his wife had to pick up my friend. And then they took her car home. Also, so I drove alone in the car with her dad while she drove alone with her mom. And her dad drove me home. And he was so pissed off because his daughter was just charged. And I was like, so, how's your night? Like, what are you going to talk? What is there to talk about? I sat in the back. I didn't
absolutely
need to. But I was like, there's no way
nothing
in hell I'm sitting in the front. There's no way.
Did you catch the Cavs game? Or you big Cavs guy? No? Okay. Wait, I'll shut up. I'll just shut up.
How was the drive in? Was it stressful? Or?
Anytime I was like alone car ride with like someone else's father, not when we were dating, but just like for whatever reason, if I'm like just alone.
Not
with
when
a
you were dating
father,
the father?
Right. But just kidding.
Exactly.
Never
correct
dated a father. But yeah, like, I just remember in high school, like if like friends' dads had to give me a ride, they were just always blasting the soundtrack to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Like, regardless of anything else, it was just like, maybe it was a Kentucky thing, but it was like,
I was gonna say,
as
that's
like,
Kentucky,
hi,
baby.
Mr. Cottle, it was just like, pff, blast, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And I was like, didn't want to chat either, man. Whatever.
All right, go nuts, dude.
Yeah, like, just nonstop.
Katie, I want to ask you, we'll have time, we're coming towards the end of our time together, which makes me want to throw up and die, but I want to ask you, what?
She'll come over like next week, dude.
Right, okay. Not that big of a deal. What is something in all of humanity that you think is so embarrassing? We should delete it from the records, and before you answer, we should tell you.
It doesn't have to be the big stuff. It doesn't have to be war.
Famine.
Starvation.
Poverty.
Which is just another word for famine.
It doesn't have to be. It can just, you know, it can just be something smaller.
Okay, I've kind of thought about this and I'm like really torn between two things.
Delete them both.
That's what we're here for.
Okay.
This is business.
The first one is popcorn reading.
Oh, shh. Oh, Shelby can probably definitely get on board with that.
Yeah, I'm dyslexic.
I bet that shit drove me crazy.
Same. Yeah. As a dyslexic, like, do you think that's going to make me focus up? I'm skimming the entire chapter for words I don't know.
Horrible.
I'm not focusing. I have no, any book that was popcorn read during school, don't know it. I have no idea.
And I'm not listening to whoever's reading. I'm reading ahead to make sure that when I read it, it's not the first time. I'm trying to get through it so that I can be like, now I've read this chapter. And then when it gets to me, I'm trying to prove a point. So I'm reading as fast as I possibly can.
And you're trying to read it like you're trying to read it. It needs to be as fast or faster than everybody else. You need to hit all the right emphasis on the right words. Like you're trying so hard. It's like they basically put a gun to your head and they're like, perform. It's like so sick.
Well, no, that's a dream.
And it's like, it's not focusing. It's every kid just sitting at their desk like the entire time.
Except for like one fucking nerd who's like, I've got it.
That was just me. I did love. I love popcorn reading.
You're such a weird student.
Popcorn Caleb. I would always like that one person. I'm like, I know Caleb's got it. So I would read one sentence.
As an adult, I'm like, if I was a teacher, I would never. You know what I mean? Like, as a fourth grader who, like, liked reading, I was like, let's do it. But it's so stressful to any kid who doesn't feel exactly that way. I can't imagine why it's a good idea.
There's also this thing on TikTok that's, like, popcorn singing. I think I told this to Caleb. But it's like, it's you, like, popcorn duet. I don't even have a TikTok. But, like,
I do, and I don't know
what
you're talking about.
It'll be a song.
Sure.
So say it's Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
I got my ticket for the long way round.
Okay, so instead of singing the song, I would sing every other word, and Caleb would sing the other. So it would be like, I've
got my...
No, you wouldn't even say my. It's, I've got my ticket for the long way round.
Let's do it this way. Awful. Shelby, you do it. Let's do that song. Shelby, you go, then I'll go, then Katie goes. Okay, Shelby, start.
Okay. I
got
my
ticket...
For
the long.
See, I actually do love that Katie said, I hate popcorn so much I want to delete it from humanity. And we said, cool, here, let's popcorn. Let's popcorn a song together.
With a song, I don't know the song.
Oh, it's Anna Kendrick.
You don't know from Pitch Perfect?
Anna Kendrick? I've never seen Pitch Perfect. Mm-hmm. Fucking sue me.
Oh, I will.
Seen it.
You'll be hearing from my lawyer. Okay, what was your second thing?
And our lawyers together, both of our legal teams, you don't stand a chance.
Incredibly non-existent.
No, I don't. Okay, my second thing I would delete is, I think I've really vented to the two of you about this, which it's people who are thumbs only. in your pants pockets.
You do hate this. You hate this.
I know. Caleb, you're upset about it. You're upset that I hate this.
No, no. I want you to...
Caleb also hates it.
I do, too. I want you to explain it to the... I want you to explain it to the fans. They need to know. You're so right.
So it's kind of like when... I would say it's predominantly male, even though I've seen other people do it. It's men who do thumbs only into their pockets, into their, like, jean pockets. It just is such a non-committal, weak... cowardly action.
What do you
think? These are beta males. They're pussies. They're cowards. They would never go to war.
They cannot fuck me. I'll say that.
Absolutely not. Well, maybe. I don't know. It's been a long
time.
Well,
maybe. She said, well, maybe.
I do a bad job. So there's just something about it. Like, as soon as I see it, I'm like, what do you stand for? Anytime I see it. Because my guess is nothing.
What do you think the, like, so most human behavior is, like, going to be, like, it's, like, an insecurity born or, like, something like that. Like, what do you think it is that the thumb only does for them? Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think it's a security blanket. It's an adult way of sucking your thumb. Like, I really do feel like it's... I'm going hard on people, and I've probably done it before and not realized it, but...
If I ever see you thumbing.
Oh, you're
that's
over.
All I call
yeah,
it.
You're
over. I call it thumbing. If I ever see you thumbing.
Yeah, there's just. Unless you're doing a line dance, like there's some spaces where I will say it's okay.
Boot scooting buggy.
Do you like it the same?
Down, boot. What?
No, keep singing. Do you like it the same, better, or. Do you know what sucks? That made me think of SpongeBob.
Boogie. I thought you were going to let me. Boogie. SpongeBob.
Because Sandy sings that in SpongeBob at one point. She talks about being from Texas.
I really can't stand SpongeBob culture. I don't think I have SpongeBob culture.
I just, you know, liked the show growing up.
You don't have SpongeBob. You don't have SpongeBob vibes.
I think that's cool.
I mean, do I know some of the quotes? Yeah.
Yeah. You're like slowly walking it back. You're like, I don't think having a tattoo of Squidward means that I'm SpongeBob culture. I think that...
Do I know some of the...
I like the show. I don't think I'm SpongeBob culture.
Yeah, my kitchen is Krabby Patty themed, but I wouldn't
But it's
say...
not like because of SpongeBob. It's just because I like the aesthetic.
They aesthetically created something beautiful. I don't think that I'm... It's also funny to say I'm not SpongeBob culture. Not I'm not participating in it. I don't think I'm SpongeBob culture.
I am not SpongeBob culture.
SpongeBob culture. Do I have the outfit? Yeah.
Yeah, I do some cosplay, but that's not me being SpongeBob culture.
Did I learn the clarinet? Yes. Was that to get closer to Squidward? Yes. Am I SpongeBob culture?
Closer? When we just keep saying SpongeBob culture, all I can see is like a 19-year-old boy in SpongeBob pajama pants going to like some sort of sad college class.
That's so heinous. What you just said is so heinous. Because,
but can
because,
you see it? Do you know what
yes,
I'm talking about?
Yes, exactly. I can see it. It's like the guy in my like gen ed biology class sophomore year who would sit behind me and be like, this guy's fucking bullshit. And it's like, oh yeah, we all agree it's a gen ed, you freak. Go home.
He doesn't want to be here. We don't want to be here, but put some pants on.
That's so funny for us to take that stance.
Yeah, anyway, I'm not SpongeBob culture.
You're not SpongeBob culture.
You're not that culture.
And then we fly in rags. We say everyone else needs to put some pants on, but we fly in robes.
Yes. Because robes, that is under. Fly. I think that's flying etiquette. That is poor millennial fly uniform.
Thank you.
Pajama pants to a gen ed is incel culture.
Exactly. It's a respect thing. It's disrespectful to wear nice clothes on a plane because it makes everyone who's being comfortable feel worse about themselves. Whereas you go to class, it's a respect thing. Everyone's kind of paying a lot of money to be there. Let's go ahead and put on some pants.
Dress up. My mom and grandma did sit me down before I went to college and they were like, please do not be like your sister. My sister, star student. She is the child you want. I love my sister. She's my best friend. But I guess they thought she wore pajamas to class. How would they know this? They never followed her around when she was in college, 2.5 hours away. But they were like, please do not do that. Just brush your hair. put on real clothes and don't POD, which is my mom's phrase for perfume over dirt, which is when you don't shower.
Oh, yeah. Just, like a horse bath. My God. That's
a horse
so
bath.
Funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The old tops and tails. So, yeah, she always says, don't POD.
That is so funny. Damn. Katie, we need to ask you what we have a little bit of time here at the end. Do you want to rapid fire some of the things we weren't able to get to? It's up to you.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Let's see. We've got RuPaul's Drag Race seasons 1 through 13 plus All Stars plus International seasons.
Who's your favorite queen of all time? Who's your favorite queen of all time?
Honestly, probably Raja.
Okay. I support.
Yep. Season 3. Muriel's Wedding, one of my favorite movies.
Watched that for the first time yesterday.
It's so good.
It is so good. Also,
okay, I thought you disagreed.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
go,
yeah, that's crazy.
Good. So what's next?
It's such a good movie. It's unbelievable.
Also, young Toni Collette.
Young, thick Toni Collette is so hot in that movie. It's insane.
She gets hot. At the beginning, she's... She's her energy isn't hot.
I'm a bride. Oh God, the movie is so good. Then I put The Best Man, and then the sequel none of us asked for or deserved, but we all needed, Best Man Holiday.
Thank you.
After that, I have The Moment a Mom Relaxes After a Big Holiday Meal, because I love that.
Yeah,
sit, like, you see a mom just go, oh. That is like relief, that sigh. I think that's beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
Do you like the earnest relief or the relief that's like sort of asking for praise in that moment?
Love both, because I love when you catch them not being watched, but I love the, like, definitely, like, you sit down just like, I pooped, like, asking to be seen.
So that people will be like, but it's good, but good job.
Mom, thank you so much.
You've spent the whole day like, Mom, let me grab that dish. Why don't you sit down? Why don't you grab your plate first? Like, you've spent the whole day trying to, and
begging.
She refuses. And then at the end of the day, she's like, whew, I can't keep doing this every year. And it's like, we're asking you not to, babe.
Yes. Girl, why? He's like, I need help doing all this. I've been Christmas shopping since last year, December 26th. I can't keep it up.
I'm not hosting next year. I'm not hosting next year. Someone else is hosting.
They've
call
got
Kimberly.
And then roll on the calendar. Around.
Next year, she's like, well, I'm the only one with room.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm hosting again.
Your Aunt Kimberly wants to host, but she only has a table for four people. Are you fucking kidding me? I'll host. I'm hosting.
Have you tasted her stuffing? I think not.
Your grandma will have a field day. I'll have to bring my own stuffing. And then what? I have to transport food, too. I don't just cook it. I got to transport it. That's even worse.
And then... the last thing, this was kind of a last minute because it's still really fresh for me and it's kind of sad to talk about.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
My hometown has a very famous building. It's been featured on Oprah, as I shared with you guys, called the Mother Goose. It is a home shaped like a goose.
You're being so strong.
How about Mother Goose? When you get a gander of this house in Hazard, Kentucky, you might think you've gone quackers. But it really is a Mother Goose house complete with egg-shaped windows. It's been a fixture here for nearly 60 years.
You might think you've gone quackers. So funny.
The story goes that a man and his family were having their Christmas goose, and he looked down at the carcass of the goose and then at his wife and said, I'm going to make you a house that looks like a goose. And he did it.
Well, men so rarely follow through on their promises. I think this is a huge victory
for
men.
Well, something bad happened this week.
2 weeks ago, they said, you know what, we need to do a GoFundMe for the goose's neck. No one had discussed the goose's neck issue. I was home. I visited the goose many times, very close to my house. I went to Paradise Pizza next to the goose a few times. The goose's head kind of out of nowhere fully fell off.
Crazy.
And it looks like it's been decapitated, and it is terrifying.
Crazy. Terrifying. And you're not handling it well. You've been in a really dark place, I think.
I've been really dark, and thank you for reaching out. That really did mean a lot to me.
Of course.
Did you get the flowers?
No, I haven't gotten... Did you send them straight to the goose?
We thought had gone home to see them. Yeah,
yeah, we figured you'd be there because the goose needed you, but...
Yeah, it was kind of like as a memorial thing. Yeah, we sent them to the goose.
It's a tricky time to fly, and
okay,
I
want to
be there.
Oh, I just flew.
Maybe
okay,
I'll just...
well,
Maybe I'll start driving home today.
Yeah, you can get there. Yeah. You can get there by the time the new head's installed.
If it's not repaired, I legit don't know what I'm going to do. Then my entire career is focused on funding a rebuild. That's like, right. I'm absolutely shifting focus to a rebuild of the Goose.
Which, it's got to be not that expensive. Right. Yeah.
Crazy to think it would take an entire career. I think okay. In like one good month of work, you could probably fix the Goose's head, right?
Hey, Katie, I think we can pool money, just the three of us, and probably fix the Goose's head.
Yeah, okay. I think
if you guys really
this.
Believe it's that easy to fix the Goose, we will.
It's not that we think it, you know, there's a certain amount of love that we definitely want, you know, to be included mm-hmm. in the process. But I do yeah. think the actual building process mm-hmm. won't cost a lot of money. It'll cost a lot of like emotional labor for sure.
Yeah, that's going to be hard.
But physical labor and financial, I think we're square.
Okay. I don't know. Let's kind of regroup there, offline and we'll figure out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything that you want to plug or where can yes. people find you?
Plug myself in the Goose. My Instagram is this is so Katie Kershaw, and I think my Twitter is maybe that. I don't know. My Twitter is maybe Katie New Shoes.
It is Katie _ New Shoes on Twitter.
Yeah, that's me.
Katie New Shoes.
Katie
got my new shoes on and everything sounds bright.
That's it.
All right, Katie, thank you so much for being on. You've been truly an amazing guest, and we're obsessed with you. You know this.
Iconic.
I'm obsessed with y'all. Thank you so much for having me. Do you guys have anything to plug?
This podcast. Please listen to it.
I'm going
to
plug your Twitter. I'm going to plug Katie New Shoes on Twitter.
Yeah, okay, Katie New Shoes on Twitter and this shall podcast. We, if you're we, listening, keep doing that.
Keep doing that. Yeah, don't leave. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Oh, I'll catch ooh. You later.
Bye. Bye. Oh, I'll catch
there
you
it
later.
Is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Yeah, that's
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That was a HeadGum original.